you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wow. Hey, guys. Notice anything different? That's right. I got a brand new microphone.
This one cost a good bit.
Joe Rogan one we were using.
This one, yeah. This one put us definitely in the poorhouse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which is a little shed we built out back of the Super Megaplex for Justin to stay in when he comes and visits.
Yep.
This one was at least half a year of Patreon money, but I hope that the audio quality is worth it and that you guys will appreciate really how much effort we put into this podcast. Could hear all the highs and lows real crisp, the bass in my voice. And when I get really loud, you know, it sounds really good.
Oh, I'm sure the audio wizard will try his best, but you know, there's not much that he will have to do to fix, because it's such a perfect microphone off the bat.
Well, Ryan, you see, the problem with microphones like this is they're actually so high quality that sometimes audio engineers don't even know what to, like they look at it and the computer can't handle it, and they, even if they have a master's degree in audio engineering, they won't have the first clue on what to do, because this is like, this would be like if you showed a physicist quantum mechanics. They're not going to understand it, you know?
Oh, welcome, yeah.
To episode 252 of the Stupid Megacast.
252?
Did I say 252?
You
255.
Did. 255. Just three off. It rhymes, too, so I understand the confusion.
Sorry. 252. I mean, 255. I did it again.
Come on, brother.
In words of Britney, I did it again.
We're like a good... almost month away from 252.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I did it twice just now. You know what? It's because I looked at the number 52 on my computer screen as I'm recording this. That's just what I'm going to say.
So, I'm happy to announce, though, that Matt got Mama Kim's. The first Mama Kim's the boys have had since COVID crackdown. So I want to get a big round of applause for Matthew. How was it being back at Mama Kim's, Matt?
Oh, it's so good, man. The steak is so juicy and it's not chewy.
You just,
it's like
drown it in the white sauce, right?
Oh my god, sauce. I drowned that shit. I didn't actually go to Mama Kim's.
What?
My sister ordered it.
So you sent me the picture making me think that you got it?
No, I mean, I did get it. I ate Mama Kim's. It was just delivered instead of...
Oh, okay. I thought you were just saying that you sent me a picture that your sister took of it.
No, I ate it. It was delicious. It was so good. And I'm probably going to get it again while I'm here.
Hey, the important thing is that it entered your stomach. Mama Kim's has entered your soul, your body, your mind and spirit.
It went through my entire digestive tract and my body absorbed all the nutrients from it.
Dude, how heavy did you feel? I always feel like a fucking brick after I eat Mama Kim.
Oh, I had to go lay down afterwards. Dude, that's one thing I've noticed as I get older. It's like certain meals, but like, it's like, oh, I have to go lay down now. As if I just ran a fucking marathon. I can hit certain meals like early on in the day. And I'm like, I just don't need to eat the rest of the day. I'm good. Usually it's when I eat
garbage.
One of my favorite meals is garbage is all right, but I specifically loaves of bread. I'll sit down, I'll have what's really good is take a loaf of bread from the store, douse it in milk, let it absorb the milk, and then just eat that bad boy with a spoon.
Milk bread.
And
it's a famous a baker's delight.
Delicious. It's really good, especially if you let it sit in like the sun for a bit. It gets real nice and warm. And you don't have to waste any energy turning on the stove or the mic. Because if you put it in the microwave, it expands and it can pop.
See, I like putting Hawaiian sweet rolls like outside in like a warm pan of Fanta. And when you bring it out from outside, you know, there's some flies, there's maybe some gnats on it, but that only adds to the protein value of the meal. I think that that's probably one of the best treats that you can get for the money. It's just a little pan of Fanta. It's just a pan. You just put a pan outside
it's really
with some
good.
Fanta, and then put one of those four, what is it, the four count
the little four
Hawaiian
pack of Hawaiian
rolls. Yeah, it's perfect.
Well, what's even better actually is if you don't even have a pan, because not everyone has access to that. A lot of, if you walk around any neighborhood in America, or honestly, the UK or anywhere, you're going to find a house that has a bird bath. And if you just scoop some of the water out and fill that with the Fanta, it's going to get hot just the same way as the pan. And it's going to have its own little natural flavor, too.
Oh, the birds add something special.
Mm-hmm. And people got to stop being such babies about eating bugs, because bugs are, that's the future of food production on the planet Earth. You know, we're not going to be eating, like, you know, all this fancy bougie shit 30 years from now. We're going to eat bugs. It's the most sustainable, renewable source of food.
How else are you supposed to just help your immune system if you're not taking in, you know, the negative germs, the bad germs?
Yeah,
that's how you build it up.
The reason people got COVID is because everyone is so you know, so light in the loafers now, and they don't want to eat anything that could have any bad bacteria. So when their body, you know, isn't used to any of this stuff, so then when they eat one bug, they get violently ill, or they have a handful of nightshade berries and they suddenly start throwing up. But if you do what Ryan and I do, and you acclimate yourself to eating dirt and bacteria and bugs and garbage,
I remember the days when I could lick the sidewalk.
Do you remember in LA there was that?
That's the doctor's office.
Yeah, they had to pressure wash with bleach the sidwalks in LA because there was the
hepatitis
outbreak.
Was that super real, or was that like a myth going around? Like, you're gonna catch hepatitis by walking around with your bare feet.
It was because in certain areas of LA there was a huge hepatitis outbreak. And a lot of homeless people would walk around without shoes on, and they'd scrape their feet on the sidewalk. So then that could expose, there could be blood and stuff on the sidewalk.
So we just need to get rid of all
people
the homeless
that had hepatitis.
People.
That's what I'm saying. Honestly, the best solution that I've heard is we have an excess of barges in Los Angeles just sitting off the coast. Bring those in, load them up with homeless people, send them out in the ocean, tell them they can start a new life out there, you know? Pirates were, used to be such a cool theme, and no one's a pirate anymore. And if you take the homeless people, turn them into pirates, put them on barges, ship them out in the Pacific, they're gonna find a purpose out there. They're gonna find a new life.
I wish I would see like news stories and stuff of like from the Bay Area of Lurts, like where like pirates did come back, and there's just giant like boats made out of tents, like the sails are the tents and stuff like that.
Just little like shanty towns floating on like driftwood.
Oh, I would love that. That would attacking. Be amazing.
That'd be so cool. That'd be so cool, honestly. I mean, it sucks because they probably kill a lot of people, but it'd be really cool.
Well, I mean, eat the rich, right? Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
There's got to be some give and take, some balance in life.
And that's the balance that we're missing right now is homeless pirates, you know, going up and down the Pacific coast and ravaging, you know, all the coastal elites.
Well, speaking of pirates going up and down the coast, I'd imagine they would be fishing. Speaking of fishing, Matt,
yeah,
we just dropped our, when's the last time we brand new shirt was? How long ago?
I guess Daddy's Boy, if you count that. That was a couple months ago.
If you count
ago.
That as a music, I count that more as a sketch than like a full-blown kind of like music video type thing, though.
Yeah. But full-blown music video, I guess brand new shirt was the last one. But we just dropped our first music video off the Super Mega album that we're working hard on. And
featuring nothing,
you can go
but
see
Justin.
It now on our channel. Yeah, nothing but Jason's on it. And he murdered that beat. He dropped some good bars. And you can go check that shit out. It's a great music video. It's got some hot babes in it. I know you guys have been saying that everything we do over at Super Mega is a bit of a sausage fest, and to bring more women into the picture. So we thought, what better way than to objectify women in bikinis? So you feminists can stop complaining now. We had some women in a video.
Finally.
I know.
I mean, so, we've had Pam on the podcast before, but, you know,
and Lindsay, Negative Gemini.
Yeah, but this is our first physical woman or women, because we got two. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Have we really never had,
you guys
like,
can,
as in a live action thing? Have we?
No.
I mean, can
we? No, we have. I'm just, I just need to think for a second.
Wait, Kelly and Drunk Drawing, Has Kelly is Kelly from Drunk Drawing been the only woman that we've had visually on the channel?
Give me a second.
It's Kelly from Drunk Drawing, not like she's never done anything else. She's never
no. She's just someone we found on the streets downtown.
Kelly from the Cuphead Drunk Drawing episode.
Fuck, man. We got it. See, the problem, Ryan, is we have such potty mouths, and potty humor is superior to whatever women think is funny. And that's why, well, you know, it's hard to have women on the channel.
What women think is funny is I pay no mind to. So.
Oh, they want to talk about gross things like periods and tampons. And that's crass. That's lowbrow humor, you know.
They just want to talk about their feelings.
You and I would rather talk about poop and farts and cumming. And that's what's funny. And I just don't have time to listen to them talk about squirting blood out of their pussy holes. Or their feelings. That's also equally gross.
Luckily, your mom went through menopause, so I don't have to worry about that. Blood kind of grosses me
hell,
out.
Dude.
What?
I was just connecting.
I was just simply connecting.
No
ideas.
That's fine. It's just weird that you bring this up because not even 2 hours ago I was discussing menopause with my mom.
Wait, were you really?
So it's weird that in the same day you like just 2 hours later I hear the topic of my mother's menopause. Again, you know, that's just kind of that's how I know that there might be a god out there.
It's more convenient for her. She doesn't have to clean up the mess she usually breeds upon the world.
God, that and it gets messy, trust me. I mean, when I was a kid and that whole period shit would start up, God, you better pray we're not out in a public
Matthew,
area.
Matthew, snack time.
Dangle it like a little Twinkie.
God. Oh my God. This is probably why we don't have many women wanting to be.
We're like, we don't have any women on the thing. And then it's like, oh yeah, it's probably why.
It's probably because we just made a joke about Matt eating his mom's used tampons.
Hey, dude, there's nothing wrong with that shit.
No, okay? Of course not. It's nurture and, you know, it's your blood, technically, too.
It is, you know. It's 50% of my blood. What blood type are you?
I can't. Is that on my, like, driver's license, maybe?
No.
Oh.
I don't know why that's not, like,
I can't remember my blood type.
Because if you need an emergency blood transfusion, like, after a car crash
I'm not going to know. They're gonna
it's like...
Well,
it's
they
like,
have enough blood, if it's an emergency, to test my blood for what type it is. I'm sure that's not, like, a hard test to do.
I know. It's just, like... You have no time to spare sometimes in those situations.
True.
You know, they're going to give me the wrong blood and I'm going to swell up and, you know, turn into some creepy freak and die.
You know, maybe this story saved me from getting into a horrible accident and needing that blood transfusion. So Tucker wanted to go ride bikes. He finally got his bike. He got a bike off of Craigslist.
He did.
Or something like one of the Craigslist type sites. Might have even been Craigslist. I can't remember. But he finally got a motorcycle for himself so we could ride together as brothers of the bike clan, you know?
Sons of Anarchy.
Exactly. So we go and get gas. Then we go to a cycle gear because I needed a Bluetooth headset so we could communicate while we were riding.
Oh, dude, my helmet has that too.
We're going to need to connect. You and I should go on a ride.
We should. My helmet has like the built-in Bluetooth shit.
With you
I got
and
a
your
really
bicycle.
Cheap one off Amazon and
which
it.
Goes...
It's
considerably fast. It is a bicycle, right? It's an electric bicycle. I'm kidding. It's like
they put pedals on it for some reason. I think they put pedals.
You can't
on
even
it to
turn
it, like,
the foot
more,
pedals
like
easily. It's hard.
Well, also like the turning radius of it is the same as like a regular motorcycle. Where a bicycle's turning radius is like really sharp, so it's pointless to even like try to turn while pedaling because the thing is so heavy that if I pedal, it's like. I think they just put them on as a loophole for some, so it's not classified as like a motorcycle.
True.
I don't know.
But
we could talk back and forth, and I can go up to 60 mph so I can keep up with my brother.
So do you want to...
Unless we hit the freeway, then...
Do you want to guess how the story ends with Tucker? So I just got our Bluetooth headset.
Did he do the surprise blood transfusion thing he tried to do to me?
No, thank God.
He tricks you into getting a blood transfusion?
No.
Oh.
His bike just wouldn't start in the parking lot after that. And so we had to wait out in the parking lot for AAA to come tow his bike away and for him to be taken home. And then
like his mom had to come pick him up.
That's what it seemed like. He just got in the it's so sad. It was a beautiful Suzuki motorcycle.
Did he get a cheap bike? What happened?
I don't know what it is. I mean, that's the problem with getting like used bikes or used cars from like Craigslist or something, or not having like a mechanic look at it. Is that
an engineer, like a dude with the hat on? And everything.
But if you don't get a mechanic to look at it, or you know, it's not from, because a lot of dealerships have used cars on their lot.
Carfax for motorcycles.
Yeah,
right?
And like I know that's a little more expensive. But if you go to get a vehicle off of Craigslist, you just have to expect that the person selling it isn't being completely honest, or you might be buying something with a hidden problem that the owner is aware of that you're not aware of, or the owner might not even be aware of, but it's going to be coming out of your pocket pretty fast.
Yeah, because I guess it's not like selling a car where you have to do all this documentation and stuff. Because I guess a motorcycle, like, if there's an issue with it, the seller probably wouldn't want to tell you, because then they're not going to get the money.
I know,
for the full price.
I just want to sell this thing.
Is it what was wrong with it? Did he figure it out?
No, we didn't figure it out. The best guess we could like come up with, it just made like a weird so it just wouldn't start in terms of going from neutral and then just like the engine starting. So it could be like, I think it was something with the clutch starter or something like that. But that's just a guess. We are the farthest thing from mechanics. So
did he get it fixed yet, or is it still?
I mean, this happened yesterday. So I asked him, like, when do you think you'd be able to take it in? And he just threw his arms up in the air. So we'll see.
That's classic Tucker.
I feel bad for him, because we were about to like take a
dude. He was so excited.
We were going to take a really nice ride. We were going to eventually make it to like the PCH and just kind of ride up that for a bit. It was going to be a nice little ride when the sun was kind of starting to go down.
Wait,
just a little bit. It was a beautiful day.
Was his helmet red?
No, he actually got himself another helmet, because I know he borrowed your helmet.
I lent him mine.
But he did buy himself. No, he hasn't given it back. I mean, he's been in your house, but he hasn't returned it.
Yeah, interesting. He came to my house when I wasn't there, and he could have just left it on my bedside table. But, you know, I guess Tucker enjoys keeping things that aren't his. What the fuck?
What?
Dude, I met my, for those who are actually wondering why I sound like shit, I'm recording off my iPhone because Ryan and I are on opposite sides of the country.
Holy
right
shit,
now.
Matt. Holy yeah. Fuck, dude. You're not going to fucking
what?
Believe this.
What?
Ad reads.
No. No. Not yet.
Back to
they
your
want
story.
Them 15 minutes in,
back to your
they
story.
Could deal with them.
Back to your story after the ad reads.
No ad reads yet. There's a little like mini foosball table for children in the room I'm in.
Uh-huh.
And I swear to Christ, I just saw one of them like move on its own.
Jesus, that's a way to bring it back from the ad reads.
No, it's not a way to bring, 'cause the ad reads haven't happened yet.
Yeah, they have.
No, they haven't, dude.
We're contractually obligated to put ad reads in at the 15-minute mark.
That's not contractual, the 15 and 30. They just asked for that.
They just asked for that.
They said, can we shoot for
and
that?
And we're giving it to them right now.
No, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're not. No.
Why not?
They could, because ad reads are epic. They're very epic.
We got to get them out of the way at some point. You got to throw them in somewhere. Like right here.
No. I'm at a beach house.
And now we have the people excited for the ad reads. They're like, oh no, when are they going to? Where?
I know they're foaming at the mouth, dude. they cannot wait. They're turning the volume up even louder in anticipation. They're shaking in their chairs. Like, oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh. Please do the ad reads, please.
I have to even check. I don't even know who we have. But I'm sure. Shut up, Lego.
Bullshit. Oh, I hear him, dude. He's barking because he's excited for the ad reads.
He's Oh, that are happening right now?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why. I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Sorry, I'm responding to a text I got from Joe Biden. Hold on.
He's hitting you up again? I thought you were doing no contact thing.
Yeah, I was trying to, but it's hard. It's hard because he still has a lot of my money from that trip we took.
Well, I know, but with relationships like this, taking a time not to talk, if you keep talking, it's going to make it harder.
We won't even mention me publicly, and that's really all I want. I want to just have some sort of like, hey, I was a part of your life. I was a big part of your life for a long time, but it seems like he just wants to kind of bury it. But I'm just going to get too emotional talking about it. So if we could just, you were telling a story the ad read.
Well, Sam, I was saying you shouldn't be talking to him at all. Just give it a month. You guys agreed on a month, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's not even been a week.
We'll see. The heart wants what the heart wants, Matt. I don't know what to tell you.
I know.
But you had some sort of story you were going on about. Oh my God, dude. You're lucky you're not here. I just ripped one and it's not pleasant. But you were in the middle of about to tell a story about something, if you can even remember.
No, I wasn't.
Weren't you? Right before we went to ad reads, it's because I interrupted you because in my mind I was like, I'm going to interrupt this story. And I was like, we'll get back to this story after the ad reads. If I have to pause this and go back and listen to what you were about to say.
Well, when you edit the episode, you might know. I mentioned the little foosball man movie.
Okay. They made a ping pong movie. I'm in a Balls of Fury.
Fantastic cinema.
It's and actually, Forrest Gump.
We started Super Mega. We actually wanted to play that game, and I bought the Wii game, Balls of Fury. We never played it, and I still own it.
Do we still have? From do the you very still beginning have it?
Of Super, I still have it. Yeah, I still
is
have
that
it.
Your
it's
place?
At the office. Actually,
oh, okay.
It's on the shelf at the office.
Which Jackson is apparently doing a live stream
this house
right now of him building the new desks.
Is he really?
I think so. I kind of want to pop in real quick and see what he's doing.
No, dude, what we should do, because so he's tearing the desks apart, I think, but we should pop in and like as seriously as we can ask, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, text him, like we did. Why are you breaking the desks into pieces? Why are you taking them apart? Say like the other desks are for another room for when Justin moves out here, and we're still going to use those desks. And get really upset with him for taking the desks apart because he's breaking them into pieces. And I want to trick him and make him think that like he was not supposed to be breaking the desks into pieces.
He is building. What's he doing? He is building that desk. He has a desk right now flipped upside down. So I think he's building that one. I don't think the other desks have been torn apart yet.
Let's wait until he at least finishes a desk and a half being destroyed before. So like he's destroyed one and out of the three, and then the other one is too far to be like recovered, and then that's when we can get really mad at him.
I think I'm just gonna have this up through the podcast, so I have like a you and I are talking. I have like a Jackson cam of him just like I have it on mute, so it's just him silently building a desk.
Wait a second, dude. You could do a live Jackson prank cam because you could have someone show up at the office right now and like as a robber and scare the fuck out of him live on stream.
Oh, I could show up right now.
Wait, I'm thinking if there's anyone I can. Dude, what if we just call? What if we just called like a?
Let's call the police like the and say someone.
FBI.
Our home security went off, and we're scared someone broke into our house.
There's a man inside breaking our furniture into pieces. and he's got a gun on him.
We
too.
Checked the cameras. He's a 6 foot brunette man with a Hawaiian shirt, and we believe he's holding a handgun. Because right now he has a drill in his hand.
It
And it kind of looked like
we have reason to believe he's
wiring the place with explosives. He might have tripwired the whole place.
Dude, let's just call in the SWAT. Say like he has a hostage too, and he's got a gun to their head.
So the SWAT team shows up, and they're gonna show up, and there's gonna be pieces of wood everywhere, like some deranged psycho, like ripping furniture apart, and he's got a drill in his hand that from a distance could look like a gun.
Yeah, because anything can look like a gun.
Live on stream,
a candy bar can look like a gun. Number two pencil can look like that's just a weapon.
Yeah, you can easily use a number two, especially if you stab somebody with that, man. It's going to get the graphite in the bloodstream, and you know they call it lead because it's just as poisonous as lead.
Hey, you put enough force behind a Hershey's bar, and then that could kill a cop. So you can never be too careful.
Honestly, you could probably kill someone if you stabbed him hard enough with a Hershey's bar.
No.
I mean, but if you fired a Hershey's bar out of a
high pressurized cannon, yeah, maybe that would definitely
you could blow somebody's head off with a Hershey's bar. You know, like all these like companies try to be the first to do something like oh, we're gonna be the first drink that's on the moon, and they'll send like a bottle of Coca-Cola up to the moon and like put it on the surface so they can be like, oh, we're the first drink on the moon. When are they gonna start getting more extreme with that? And Hershey's are like M&M. They're gonna like shoot M&Ms out of an assault rifle and kill people, and then be like, "Yeah, the first candy used as a lethal weapon by the police."
Or like, you know, Coca-Cola.
Next protest, they'll just instead of rubber bullets,
Coca-Cola makes M&M. A giant Coke cannon and knocks the moon off of orbit, and it's like a taste so good it changed the tides. Or like
decimates the coasts.
The tides are changing for new Coke.
Oh my God, dude. Well, we're going to be fucked in like a decade. I mean, aren't we? That's what NASA said.
Yeah, it's like, I think mid 2030s is when things kind of start to get a little fucky, right?
The moon's going to start wobbling or something.
Yeah,
just can't keep his shit together.
What is this shit? Fix the simulation, jackass. You don't need a wobbling moon. We got enough going on.
Like, come on, man. The moon's been orbiting for how many millions of years? And now it's like, oh, actually, I'm going to fuck everything up. And it just starts wobbling back and forth. Like, is that what it's doing? It's just going to kind of like wobble a little bit. And it's going to cause devastating coastal flooding around the world. And the fucking ice caps are going to be a lot more melted. So there's going to be even more water in the ocean. So it's going to say goodbye to Los Angeles.
Well, that's what these lib cucks say. So I don't. We'll see. We'll see. Those lying bastards.
You know, I actually have a theory, Ryan, that they're doing this just to get everyone to move so then they can buy up all the beachfront property real cheap.
Oh, and if, you know, it does so happen that the water levels rise, they can just move. You really think people aren't just going to move somewhere else?
Yeah, it's not like they're going to rise overnight.
It's a real quote by Ben Shapiro, the water rising, by the way, in case you weren't aware. One of his answers to a legitimate thing was, and so you really think, let's say the water levels do rise. You think if that happens, people aren't just going to pick up and move?
Do you know how fucking devastating even just 1 foot of sea level rise would be for the entire planet? Think about the entire oceans and how much more water 1 foot is on the entire. That's like, woo! That would just fuck everything up. Also, like, not to mention the. It would fuck up the climate too, like the ecosystems and.
Well, Charleston is literally already flooded up to like the doorways.
Charleston is
below
sea level.
Sprinkles. So.
And it's not like if that water, Charleston, part of it's below sea level. If the water goes up just a foot, that water that's then going to flood that area is not going to go away. You know, that's like the new normal. And then they have to tear down. They're going to have to tear down those historic Confederate monuments that are underwater. And that's what I'm pissed about. And that's why I'm trying to stop climate change.
Those Confederate monuments are a reminder of the great things humans can accomplish if they have the control and willpower over a whole other race. It's beautiful.
I know.
It's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think that's beautiful. I'm against slavery.
I apologize. Yeah, well, nice save.
Well, I am.
I would like to formally apologize to fans of Sam Hyde because I said that Million Dollar Extreme
was hiding Nazi imagery in their Adult Swim show, which I was misled, and apparently that was not true.
So you
or that's
lied.
What I read in comments. They said it was not true, and they were very disappointed that I
spread
said that.
Misinformation.
Well, you know, someone like Sam Hyde would never spread information, so misinformation. So I'm sorry. I apologize. I do.
Well, I hope people accept your apology in the comments section below.
I do. I do apologize.
I accept your apology, Matt. Just watch yourself next time, buddy. Or I'm going to have to kick your ass if you ever speak ill of Sam Hyde again, Buster.
Read the comments.
I'm going to go on 8chan and discuss you on a message board and call you a cuck.
Whenever we make a joke about comments like that, I always forget that we made them, and I'll go into the comments and be like, damn, people are really fired up. People are really pissed. And it's like, oh, we told them to say it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. When we tell them to say, like, you know what? This is bullshit. Like,
yeah.
We tell them to say something, and then we forget, like, a week later and check the comments, and there's, like, really angry comments, and we're like, what the fuck? Like, there was one recently on something that they were, like, really pissed off over something so minor, and I couldn't believe so many people were commenting, like, getting offended about it. And then I was like, dude, we were talking to each other, like, dude, why are people acting like this? And then we realized, like, we told them to say that. And I was like, oh, okay, they're joking. I see. Or that's just how we play it off to ourselves to make ourselves feel better. You know, we're fragile little men with fragile little egos. And it's very easy for us to get our feelings hurt by comments, you know?
Exactly.
We read every single comment, all thousands of them.
Everybody has to like us or the world isn't good enough to have us in it. You know what I mean?
And we will take ourselves away from you guys if enough of you decide to be little bitches. If enough of you want to get mad at me.
Waiting.
For, dude. No, I mean, there's always, that's the thing. You know, like, people say we bitch about comments too much, and we do to a degree. But it's like, also, it's like, you know, I think we're creators that are a little more connected with the community than a lot of other creators. Oh, he's calling them out. No, but just like, because we have a smaller fan base, it's easier to, you know, see more what people are saying. So,
you know, speak for yourself. You know, I tweet like twice a month, so I'm not sure I'm that connected, but I do read a lot of stuff in terms of connected, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of fine literature.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I read like the comments, or I'll go to the Reddit, or I'll go, you know, check out what people are responding with.
I mean, when people are upset about, when a large amount of people are, you know, upset about something, you know, we see it and we try to, you know, we don't ever want to like ignore stuff or, I mean, hence like, you know, we've seen recently an influx of people that have been dissatisfied with the amount of ad reads on our podcast. And like, we see that. It's not like we're just ignoring that. We're trying to work something out right now with our ad agency, but I also don't know how much legally I'm allowed to talk about that. So.
Yeah,
but
you might you know, have like, fucked we, us we over already, dude.
No, I didn't fuck us over, dude. But, you know, it's like we saw people complaining about merch quality. So we, you know, we took action with that and left. And the new merch, it's Super Mega Mart is live again, by the way, with our new partners based out of the UK.
With some new DTF
the quality,
merch.
Yeah, the quality is insanely better. Really, 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 like the guy who's running it knows what he's doing really well. And that's not a slight on anyone at the old place. I'm just saying, like, he's really good at what he does, really cares about the quality of it, because that's our main focus. And that's why we're putting a lot more money into production of merch now and making less back, but that's more important than, you know, cause we could sell cheap Gildan shirts if we wanted and probably make double what we're making now. But I want people to get it and be like, ooh, this is good.
Can we do a collab with Fruit of the Loom?
There's some of the highest quality garments out there?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Well, I mean, H3 just did a collab with Care Bears.
Oh, Care Bear. That's a good collab. You know, we actually have access to do an official Garfield collab, and I would really like to do that.
There's a bunch of like collabs that we could do that we're trying to like, it's just right now.
Companies are really strict.
Well, companies are strict, but there are some brands that I think we just need to be. We're going to need to get back together because you're off in bumfuck South Carolina. I'm about
it's
to...
not bumfuck South Carolina. I'm in the most populous city in South Carolina.
Now I'm going to bumfuck New York City for a little bit just to...
Going to that dingy little crack house of a city?
Yeah, dude. Dude.
Petition to rename the Super Megaplex to the crack house.
Come on, crackheads, hey, instead of megheads.
You going to the crack house? Just call the fans crackheads now?
For fans who have done crack, how is it?
I'm sure it's fantastic, and that's why people get so addicted to it.
If you're doing crack right now...
I'm sure there's someone high on crack listening to this podcast, and you know,
at least one person.
Congratulations, dude! Yeah, of course. Crack is a really common drug. It's not like it's a rare drug that you know, one out of every like 50,000 people uses. It's an incredibly common street drug.
Now, Matt, there's nothing.
I'm sure that there's someone.
There's nothing offensive written on that whiteboard in the office or the calendar, right?
Why? Because Jackson's stream.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't maybe we should call Jackson and say there might be something bad on the whiteboard.
I'm looking.
I mean,
it looks pretty fine.
Wait, oh, it's already showing.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit. Well, it's got I drew that picture, that self-portrait on there. That's still there?
Yeah. That's still there.
Oh god.
It's really good.
Okay, I don't think there's anything too bad on there. I think Jackson would have noticed. Or no, probably not.
It's just I'm more afraid of when like Justin came over and just, you know, the stuff he would write on that board and the symbols he would betray was a bit, I don't know.
Well, I couldn't tell if he thought it was funny in like an ironic way to draw all those symbols or if he actually was. It's because like he drew them so much and he carved one into the tree in the front yard of the Plex. And I said, all right, man, well, it was like funny on the dry erase board because we can erase that, but the tree, like, that's going to stay there. Now we have to either damage the tree and cause harm to it to get rid of that, or he got into geometry, I guess. I'll say that. That's what he was trying to say. So, no, it's a peace symbol. It's a Buddhist peace
that
symbol.
That is true.
No, Justin.
It is a Buddhist peace symbol. Is it also a Native American symbol, or is it just a Buddhist peace symbol?
Well, there's the Buddhist peace symbol and the Native American symbol, but they're not the same as the one. Justin was drawing the one that was mirrored and rotated 45 degrees.
Got it.
And I said, no, that's not the Buddhist. And he said, yes, it is. Tilt your head. And I said, well, no.
Yes, it is. Said, tilt your head.
And I said, Justin, that's not what that is, man. But he even got the tattoo on his chest, on his right pec of it, saying, because, you know, he's gotten really into Eastern medicine and Eastern spirituality. And I said, Justin, that's... It's not the symbol, but he still... And he also got the... What I thought was interesting was he got right on his neck. He got the... He's a big Harry Potter fan, and he got the lightning bolts. He got two of them right next to each other because he said, I love Harry Potter so much.
Well, he said his favorite one is the second one, and that's why he got the two lightning bolts.
Yeah, and I said, well, Justin, those are very bold geometric lightning bolts you've got there, and they're touching too, and they're, you know... It's a cool-looking design, Justin, but... Yeah, you know, he's free to do whatever he wants.
It's his body, his choice. You know, at the end of the day, you know, who are we to pass judgment unto him?
You know what? If he wants to have his Harry Potter tattoos, it's all for him. I'm proud of him. We just got some tattoos.
I
got
to hear what Jackson. Hold on.
Can I listen to what the boy's saying?
Oh, he's making sure people know that we don't smoke weed when we work.
Okay, so now he's just lying.
No weed, but there was 10 pounds of mid.
Oh, dude, I don't want people knowing that.
Aw, dude.
Dude, if Jackson reveals that we've smoked mid before, cut this out.
Well, Nightbot on his stream said Ryan smokes mid. So...
What? I really hate that rumor. That's not true. You don't smoke mid. That's not true.
I look, people can say what they want. I'm fully confident in my ability to find a non-mid weed, you know, that I can smoke.
Yeah.
To be honest, I still haven't fully grasped, like I still haven't retained mid. At first I thought it was a positive thing and now it's a negative thing.
And that's because you're not smoking it. That's because you've never smoked it. So you don't know what it is. And that's a good thing. Keep it that
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you ever just want to go back to a time where... You were a fucking imbecile, and you would slobber over like Rugrats or Barney or something while watching it and like eating some Cheez-Its or whatever.
Yes, that does sound like my sister. My mom told me the other day, my sister, when she was like four, they were at the airport and my sister was obsessed with Barney and had a Barney toy. And she saw another kid like across the way with the same Barney toy and thought that it was hers. And she ran over and grabbed it and like pushed the kid down. And my mom ran over and was like screaming at her.
Well, good. And, like, she started bullying a kid for no reason.
There was with reason, Ryan. She thought that the kid had
not
her
for
Barney
good
toy.
Reason. The reason didn't end up.
I think
being
it was justified.
Good. It wasn't just. Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, my mom yelled at her though, and apologized to the other mother. You know, something that we don't have enough of anymore. It's
oh shit!
Respect.
You know what we also don't have enough of?
I don't know what we have enough of, Ryan. What could it be?
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, he's getting that fucking poontang. Anyway, guys, welcome back. We're talking about my dad having sex with his girlfriend.
Yep. A lot of sex.
So let's bring it back. As far as I know, I mean, he's looking good. He's looking clear in the skin. He's looking clear in the head.
Light in the loafers?
And the only explanation for that, I will say he's gotten a little bit more light in the loafers and a little more limp-wristed the older he's gotten.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Jackson's taking apart my desk.
Call him and yell at him. I really do think we should call in like a SWAT team on him. It's a man with an explosive device holding two children hostage.
Man, those desks served a wonderful, wonderful purpose, and they did us well. But now we're gonna be on that new wave train. New desks, new Ooh. Computers. We're ready to fucking get back into business.
Back into the business.
Oh, real quick, for those suggest me places to go in New York, people, and that's it.
Hell yeah! When are you going to New York?
I leave tomorrow, so I got a lot to do today. That's why doing laundry and shit.
How long are you going for?
Like about a week, I think.
Oh, nice, dude.
I'm so bad awesome. At remembering my plans. All I know is everything's booked and scheduled. That's all I know.
I'm going in September. I'm really excited to go. I love New York City. New York City is such a different vibe from Los Angeles, and it's such a nice place to go visit and walk around. It's nice in the sun. It gets hot as fuck.
Well, the only time I've been was on tour when we went, and that was only like for a night.
That's right. That's right. So you didn't really get to fully... There's a mosquito in here. You didn't get to fully experience it. Yeah, during the daytime this time of year, it can get pretty hot, but it's...
That's what I heard.
It's good.
I'll just take a walk in Central Park, have the trees cast their shadows upon me to cool me off.
I don't think I ever walked in Central... I walked by it, but it was when there was like a cold snap and it was full of snow and it was like... It was... The snow in the city is like really black and dirty. It piles up.
Yeah.
It's like the real nasty.
I mean, I'm mainly going there to just kind of hit up a few brothels that a lot of people recommended me. But if anybody has any restaurants or anything to recommend me as well, then that would be good.
Ooh.
No, I'm not going to brothels. I don't know why. I just feel like for that one or two people that are like, yeah. Like, that I'll see later in a comment. Yeah, well, coming from the guy who went to New York solely for brothels, this doesn't surprise me.
And then people are like, wait, what? And then gets a bunch of upvotes, and then, like, just people just see that, and then they walk away with the impression that you went to brothels in New York.
Although our comment...
Someone thought that the hit...
Go on.
The Hennessy shit was real.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, I can never tell...
That cackle with laughter.
I can never tell if people are fake mad or mad, so, you know... Oh, damn. He's going to hurt himself taking this desk apart. Oh, my God.
Slices his neck and, like, what if he sliced his neck and then just, you watch him just bleed out right there on stream?
Sorry, I'm looking
That'd
at
be
him.
Big news.
And the desk is, like, wobbling around. He's, like, he was holding up the desk with, like, the weight of his back.
I have taken that exact same desk apart twice now. And I will say it is...
A bitch?
Yeah. So you have to undo a bunch of big bolts. And also you have to, there's a lot of bolts to undo of different sizes, and you'll get to a point where, like, you undo certain bolts and then realize, like, oh, shit, it's really unstable now,
I think that's where he's at.
Go, with your back.
Go look at his stream, dude.
I'm pulling it up. I pulled it up right now. I have to watch an ad first.
Oh, of course. You know, I mean, man's got to make that money. I mean, we only pay him in a job's well done.
Hey, a pat on the back is worth a lot more, Ryan, than any paycheck could be. All right, let's see. All right, yeah. He's taking apart your desk.
He's holding it up right now.
I mean, that the whiteboard has some stuff written on it that are some plans, but it's like zoomed right in on it. What does it say?
Q&A.
I see Q&A. I see...
I can't. It's hard to parse.
I swear I just saw a little ghost fly back in the background. Yeah, that desk is looking wobbly. So this is nice. I like his background.
His like tiki setup.
Since I've been home, I've been playing some video games. I've been playing I'm on the final boss of Pikmin 3.
Ooh.
I've never played through it. So now I'm on the final boss. It's a pretty short game, but it's Pikmin 3 is amazing. It's so much fun, dude.
I recently got back into Sekiro. So I feel you in terms of getting back into games that you enjoyed.
It's so much fun,
man. Did you beat it? You said?
I'm on the final boss
right
now.
Yeah.
I had to look up how to... I had no idea how to...
Now, Matt,
confront it because,
people love top lists. So give me the top three hardest enemies / bosses in Pikmin 3.
Well, the Plasma Wraith. That's what I'm fighting now. It's the hardest.
Okay.
It's the final boss. I don't know, like, the bosses aren't that hard and you know, I've never lost to one of them yet. I haven't died yet, but there's some enemies that are just really fucking annoying.
All right.
Because this final boss, you have to, like, you have five different types of Pikmin. You have to keep swapping between them and using them, like, the different types
like
for
fire,
different things.
Fire, water, jumping, and then what are the
other
ones?
Yeah, and the thing about Pikmin is, like, these bosses can kill literally all of your... If you make one wrong move, they can kill all of your Pikmin at once, or, like, half of them all at once. And then you're like, well, fuck. It's really, really fun, though. And I love that. I've been getting into, like, the lore of it. Because, like, you could see the Earth, like, from space. And it takes place like 250 million years from now when the continents have like moved around. So a lot of it takes place in Antarctica, but it's all tropical. It's cool. It's really fun. And maybe I'll stream it because it's definitely a game I could stream, especially now that I've just almost finished playing it. I know what to do. And I wouldn't be all lost and dazed and confused.
That's always good because like I just... well, since I remember how I got all the endings 100% in on Xbox. Now I did the same thing for Sekiro on Steam, and I'm getting to the point where like I would like, because they added some stuff in the Game of the Year edition, and I would like to stream like the gauntlets because they made certain bosses a little tougher, which is exciting. So it's like you have to relearn. You kind of have to relearn a boss in a sense to pick up their new move. So I'm excited for that. I would like to like stream the gauntlets. I tried streaming
Jackson
the game.
Looks like he's getting eaten by the desk.
That desk looks like an earthquake just happened.
He was like practically like inside of the desk, yeah. Like bent over. Like
no, I know you. Sorry, I know yeah, you. Just what I'm saying isn't fun for you, but
I'm they excited. Made the gauntlet they made him harder.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, did you beat him yet? All the bosses on the gauntlet?
No, I'm thinking I'm saving that for stream because it would be.
We'll see.
Cool
once I beat story mode on Pikmin, you can do. They also added like side stories and challenges you can do, and there's also co-op. You can do two players.
Is this the one where do you still play as Olimar, or do you have?
No, this is your people from a different planet now.
What's his name? He's in Smash. He's like
Alf.
He's the different skin of Olimar in Smash.
No, that's
right?
Louis. He's from Pikmin 2. Oh, shit. But in Pikmin 3. It's three different people. It's like a team of three. Oh. So you swap between three different people like for different
Pikmin
puzzles.
Three characters.
So there's Alf, Charlie, and Brittany. And hey, maybe there's who knows? Maybe there's a little
Who's your favorite character?
I like Alf.
Is that the one with the mustache?
I like Brittany. Brittany's the one with the pink hair. I like her a lot.
He's the one with the mohawk and mustache.
That's Charlie, I think. He's the like commander.
Charlie.
It's really fun. And dude, like the graphics are incredible. I think it's like
the water.
It was originally for Wii U, and it's like the best graphics I think I've ever seen on Wii U. And the Switch port now like looks incredible. And it's so much fun. Speaking of video games, people are wondering where the Let's Plays are. We've just kind of, you know, started working on other stuff more than Let's Plays.
Yeah. We'll still occasionally like do them, I'm sure.
We'll still do it if it's a game. Like I would like to maybe do Pikmin 3, maybe even co-op.
But if you want to watch us play games, because I started streaming a little bit, but then I got busy because friends visited and now I'm going to New York, but I'm going to get back to it then after New York, I'm housing some friends and then Justin's coming. So I'm really going to try with streaming. But if you want to watch us play games, preemptively go to our Twitch channels. Matt's is what is yours? MH Watson for Twitch?
Yeah, MH Watson. I don't have subs, but Ryan does. Go sub to Ryan.
Not yet, because I don't know when I'm going to be able to like start a good schedule up. Because as I said, Justin is coming in August. So and that's like
well,
right
he comes
after
every
I
month,
get back.
But
from,
he's coming to LA.
Yeah, and that's right after I get back from New York, and you get back from South Carolina. Hey. So we're gonna be busy pumping out some shit.
Busy boys. You want to? Hey, you want to see? I just had a prank idea.
Yeah.
Turn the volume up on Jackson's stream.
Hold up.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Just watch.
Okay, I'm watching. He just said this shit sucks as he's taking.
Yeah, I heard him say that. All right.
Oh shit. Will the sound effect play? Oh, are you? He's not gonna pick that up. He's calling the house. Matt's calling the house phone, but Jackson's not gonna pick it up. Something about the phone ringing in the background and him not paying any mind to it. Okay. He just went, but oh well. You should keep calling.
Yeah, sorry. It stopped my audio recording, but I just restarted it.
Let's sync it up again then.
Sorry.
Hold up.
Yeah, sorry about that. I kind of want to keep calling though and just see maybe at the end of the podcast when I'm done talking, I'll keep calling. I just want to watch. I want to call him and then call him directly and yell at him for that was a test to see if he'd fulfill his duties. At the office, and he didn't, because that could have been a very, very important phone call. That could have been the
biggest
deal of our life.
That could have been Jeff Bezos giving us the biggest, as you said, the biggest deal of our life.
He could have been inviting us to his space colony. You know?
We live in a world where billionaires just went to space for fun.
Well, actually, Jeff Bezos was going to be the first, and then Richard Branson. the guy that made Version, he was going to do it like a week. In. He was going to do it like a week after his. And then he's like, no, no. And then he did it first.
That's asking for something to go wrong during the launch. You know what I mean? Like rushing it out. No, nope, nope, nope. We're going now.
Well, Mr. Branson, the boosters aren't properly aligned yet. No, I don't care. There was an 18-year-old that went flying up with Jeff Bezos, too. Youngest man in space. You know, just a barely legal twink, you know, flies up into the stratosphere.
Was that the New York Times headline?
Barely legal twink gets blown to stratosphere levels.
Gets blown sky high by Jeff Bezos.
By Stiff Shaft. Billionaire twink. Right. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Dude, sometimes my ass just, it be itching so bad, and I just have to.
Fuck, that feels good. I feel like, I know why dogs make that face whenever they find a good itch spot.
It's one of the best feelings in the world when your ass itches and you just start digging up in there. Like, you're one of the characters from Holes. Like, you're standing the Yelnats, dude, just digging in there. Jackson's haircut on stream right now looks like the head of a penis. Like, from the underside. Especially when he looks down, dude. When he looks down, it's just like a straight bowl cut. Look at that. I like when he looks up at chat, like, the face he makes, just with his mouth, like, slightly agape, just, like, kind of, like, his eyes go in different directions.
It's it's like the face one would make if someone walked in on you masturbating.
Let's see. He's got that evil smile sometimes. Oh, my God. Wait, Yeah, I like the name of the stream is Quitting Super Mega Wrecking the Offices Before I Leave. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm gonna call him again after the stream. I'm going to keep calling and see if he picks up and then get mad at him when he doesn't.
Well, if you're just talking about the end, I mean,
you got to go get ready for New York City, brother.
I do. I gotta go around and make sure I have all of my New York memorabilia. I got to make sure I have all my New York t-shirts prepared for when I visit.
You have to go around and also check to make sure every window and door is unlocked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just because I like living on the edge.
And also, you know, if there were an emergency, Lego could open up the windows and climb out.
Exactly.
We use his opposable thumbs to pop that bad boy open and climb right out.
But so I'm going to go prepare for that. Matt's going to go paint the town red in Charleston, I'm guessing. I don't know what you have planned for today.
Actually, I was going to commit a mass murder, so that's actually pretty accurate.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Well, y'all should see Matt on the news. And,
his last words before committing the act were recorded on his podcast in this chilling audio recording. His partner simply laughs.
They accidentally put in like a fart sound effect. Oh. Ooh, someone's starting to do yard work on my end, too.
Woo!
It's one of my neighbors, I guess.
That's right. I can hear that. Right.
Well, thank you all for listening. We'll be back to your regular
scheduled
audio quality next podcast. So,
all right, I'll just say Jackson. Jackson has messed up the audio quality for this. That's all.
It's Jackson's fault.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody. Love you so much. Have a great week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And
bye.
Don't do the fart sound, Ryan. Do the.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app,
answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.